My life in Christ, second part, starting page 36. What is the human soul? It is the one same soul, or the same one same breath of God, which God breathed into Adam, and which until now is diffused from Adam upon the entire human race. Therefore, all men are as though one man or one great tree of mankind. From this comes the most natural commandment, founded upon the unity of our nature. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, your prototype, your father, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Thou shalt love thy neighbor, for who can be nearer to me than the man like unto me, of the same blood as me, as thyself? St. Mark 12:31. To fulfill these two commandments, it is natural necessity. Receive everyone who comes to you, especially with a spiritual purpose, with a kind and cheerful aspect, although he or she may be a beggar, and humble yourself inwardly before everybody, counting yourself lower than he or she, for you are placed by Christ himself to be the servant of all, and all are his members, although, like you, they bear the wounds of sin. We must not doubt in the truth of the gospel and in the church readings. Everything that is in the gospel and in the church is the breathing of the spirit of truth, the silver from which the earth is tried and purified seven times in the fire. Psalm 12:7. Life, peace, and spiritual sweetness. Woe unto him who doubts. The lying spirit shall darken, oppress, and purge, and plunge him into despondency and affliction. This is from experience. It is pleasing to God as to a most loving Father when we pray for others, his children, and as parents, at the request of their good and well-principled children, forgive their wicked and capricious and evil-natured ones, so also the Heavenly Father, at the prayer of those that are his, 2 Timothy 2:19, or at the prayer of the people of his priests, invested with his grace, have mercy even upon the unworthy, as he has mercy upon and forgave the rebellious and murmuring Hebrew people in the desert at Moses' prayer. But what an ardent prayer that was! To glory of the most holy name of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that of our Lady, the Mother of God, I have experienced 1,000 times in my heart that after the communion of the Holy Sacrament, or after fervent prayer at home, ordinary prayer, or prayer in consequence of some sin, passion, and sorrow, and straitness, the Lord, at the prayers of Our Lady, or Our Lady herself, by the Lord's grace, bestowed upon me, as though it were a new spiritual nature, pure, good, great, bright, wise, beneficent, instead of impure, despondent, languid, faint-hearted, dark, dull, and evil. Many times was I thus changed, with a marvelous great change, to mine own wonder, and often to that of others. Glory to thy power, Lord. Glory to thy mercy, Lord. Glory to thy bounties, Lord, which thou hast manifested upon me, a sinner. Our life is love. Yes, love. And where there is love, there is God. And where God is, there is very good. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. St. Matthew 5:33. And therefore, joyfully feed and delight all, joyfully gratify all, and trust in the Heavenly Father for everything, in the Father of bounties, in God of every consolation. Offer that which is dear to you as a sacrifice of love for your neighbor. Bring your Isaac, your heart, with its many passions, as a sacrifice to God. Stab it of your own free will. Crucify the flesh with its passions and lusts. You have received everything from God, be ready to give back everything to God, so that having been faithful in small things, you may afterwards be made ruler over many things. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. St. Matthew 25:23. Look upon all passions as upon illusions, as I have found out 1,000 times. Amen. Oh, how wise ought a Christian to be during his life. He should be like a many-eyed caravan, O eyes, O intellect, and incessant reflection, excepting in cases where absolute unreflecting faith is required. Christians, remember and always bear in your thoughts and heart the great words of Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. Remember, who is our Father? God is our Father, our love. Who are we? We are the children of God and brothers among ourselves. In what love ought the children of such a father to live amongst themselves? If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. St. John 8:39. What works then ought we to do? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, our bread common to all, and not for oneself alone. Self-love must be banished from the hearts of God's children. We are one. And forgive us our trespasses, as you wish that God should forgive your trespasses. Therefore, look upon it as a customary to forgive the sins of those who trespass against you, knowing that love is long-suffering and compassionate. Lead us not into temptation, and you yourself must not give way to temptation. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, and he that keepeth thee will not sleep. The Lord is thy defense upon thy right hand. Psalm 71:35. But deliver us from evil, and do not willingly give yourself up to evil, and the Lord will not give you up to it. For thine is the kingdom. Acknowledge thee one King, God, and serve him alone. The power, trust in his almighty power, and the glory, be zealous of his glory with all your might and during all your life, forever. He is the eternal King, while Satan's kingdom shall soon pass away, being rapishly and rapacious and false. Amen. This is all true. Remember this prayer above all, and repeat it often in your mind, thinking over the meaning of each word, of each expression, and each petition in it. Brothers and sisters, you were born again after you were born of your parents by water and the Spirit. You then became the children of God. Say, do you live worthily of this high calling? Do you live as the children of God ought to live? Is it evident from your behavior and actions that your conversation is in heaven? Philippians 3:20. Is it evident that you await your Lord again from heaven, as he promised us in his holy word? Do you despise earthly things, and do you aspire with your whole heart after heavenly things? Do you not love this adulterous and sinful world? If any man love this world, the love of Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. The friendship of the world is enmity with God, St. James 4:4. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. 1 John 12:2-16. This world has crucified and crucifies until now the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, watch over yourself. Do you live in accordance with the gospel? Do you not live contrary to it? Read oftener the first chapters of the gospel according to St. Matthew. Save us, thy race, Our Lady, save us, we who are of one blood with thee. Save us, Mother of life and Mother of us all, although we are not worthy to call thee our Mother. Cleanse, sanctify, strengthen, and save us through thy prayers. For what purpose do I require property? In order to have means of subsistence for myself, my family, and my relatives, and in order to help the poor, and not for the purpose of hoarding it. Measure bountifully, so that God may measure bountifully to you, in accordance with your gift. Besides all our property, or all our means of existence, are God's, and not ours, and God is the master of life. He cares for the support of our life, through ourselves or through others or directly. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life to Christ our God. From Litany of the Orthodox Church. We say we must live, and our life is God. Therefore God gives and will give all our means of existence. In many worldly magazines and newspapers, the numbers of which have so greatly increased, there breathes an earthly spirit, frequently impious, whilst the Christians, in his hope, and is a citizen not only of the earth, but also of heaven, and therefore he ought also to meditate upon heavenly things. The heathen writings of antiquity were, as it would seem, often better and purer. Cicero, for instance, higher in their foundation and motive than some writings of Christian people. The personal word of the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, is continually and greatly offended by Christian people who are gifted with speech and ought to be godlike, both in their speech and writings, whilst now their words are often wasted in vain, and even to tempt the Christians, who is turned aside by worldly writings from reading the Word of God and the writings of the Holy Fathers. The editors and publishers of worldly magazines and newspapers ensnare the entire and entice the flock of Christ by the increase of flattering words. O Word of God, what answer shall we give at thy terrible judgment? Where do we now find in houses the reading of the divinely inspired Psalter, which instills such great faith in God, such strong trust in God in misfortune, sickness and sorrows, and such ardent love for God? Where is the reading of the divinely inspired Psalms, which was the favorite reading of our forefathers, not only of the common people, but also of the nobles and princes? Such reading is not to be found nowadays, and owing to this, in many persons there is no faith, no trust in God, and no love for God and their neighbor, but unbelief, despair, and hatred. There is no ardent prayer, no purity of morals, no spirit of contrition for sins and of the devotion, no righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The greater number of Christians are penetrated by the spirit of the world, by the spirit of magazines, newspapers. Today, we should say TV, radios, and computers, and in general the worldly writers, who themselves in their turn are penetrated by the heathen and not the Christian spirit, by the spirit of the denial of the divine inspiration of the Holy Scriptures, by the spirit of self-exaltation, of the exaltation of their own proud and presumptuous intellect, and by the spirit of worldly vanity. Everything that the Church puts into our mouths and hearing is truth, the breathing or teaching of the Holy Spirit. Revere every thought, every word of the Church. Remember that the domain of thought and word belongs to God, as well as the whole visible and invisible world. You have nothing of your own, not even any thought or word. Everything is our Father's, everything is God's. Mingle with the common order of things, as gold melts into various forms, or as nature forms one harmonious whole. Do not lead a self-loving, separate life. The breaking up of the ice is the sea, in the sea and rivers, is an image of the dissolution of our soul from the body. When the waters are freed from the ice, they come face to face with the air, which begin to move them, and with the sun, which begins to bathe in them. So likewise, pure souls, being freed from their bodies, come face to face with Christ, are refreshed by Him, and are made resplendent by Him. The waters, while they are covered with ice, are as though imprisoned in chains, have no immediate contact with the air and the light of the sun. So likewise our soul, while they live in their bodily covering, have no immediate communication with God and His saints, but only by means of their covering in part, indirectly, and only when this bodily covering falls off shall we see our Lord face to face, as the waters, when they are freed from the ice, are directly exposed to the sun and come into direct contact with the air. Our heart is incomplex, single, and therefore cannot serve two masters, God and Mammon, said Matthew 24. That is riches. This means that it is impossible to serve God truly and at the same time to be attached to earthly things, for all such things relate to Mammon. Beside it, it's unworthy of a man to serve riches, for they are earth and dust. O earthly things, if our heart attaches itself to them, make it gross and earthly, turn us away from God, from the Mother of God and all the saints, from everything spiritual, heavenly and eternal, and from love for our neighbor, and bind us to that which is earthly, perishable, and temporal. To complete that which has been said, it must be added that the spirit of attachment to earthly things, of sparing and grudging earthly things, is the spirit of devil, and the devil himself dwells in the man through his attachment to earthly things. He often enters into our heart as an insolent conqueror through some momentary attachment to earthly things. Not immediately renounced, darkening, crushing, and deadening our soul and making it incapable of any work for God, infecting it with pride, blasphemy, murmuring, contempt for holy things and its neighbor, opposition, despondency, despair, and malice. It is for our sake that the Lord was incarnate, suffered, was crucified, died, and rose from the dead. It was for our sake also that He adorned His mother, the pure, most pure Virgin Mary, with all virtues and endued her with all divine powers, so that she, the most merciful, most perfect, should be after herself everything to us, after Himself everything to us. And therefore, let not God's grace, which Our Lady is filled, be fruitless for us. Let us all come with the boldness and trust in the Virgin's wonderful, ever-helpful, and most pure protection. If sins trouble us, let us pray to her, that she may cleanse us with the hyssop of her prayers from every impurity of the flesh and of the spirit. Amen.